Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 12/9/2020. This is show number 173. We are just 12 days away from the winter solstice. What does it mean? And Nick, we've been getting inquiries about astrology and such and the stars and should we just read our horoscope and invest? What's your take on this thing?
Well, I don't do horoscopes, but I like to look at what goes on in the astro sciences. So I always like to look at, you know, some of these conjunctions that take place. Sometimes they're oppositions. Sometimes you'll have these equinoxes and solstices, and very, very often we get turning points. But really, the bottom line for me is I put everything together with the chart, and the chart tells me really what to do, and that's what I make my decisions off of. And I've done very, very well. And I continued to learn and study. I'm forever a student of the market. And again, it doesn't really matter what you do, but always remember the chart will tell you what you want to look for, and then everything else you try to put together as a little bit of an additive. And if you find that it works, you add it to your tool belt. But you know, I like to look at the astro sciences. I think it's very, very effective. I called a lot of turning points. Anybody that's been with me for, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 12 years or longer, they all know that, you know, I've been doing this for a long, long time with a very high degree of success.
Hey, so, and I sent you that article today about the sunspot cycle. Which,
yeah, that was very interesting. I did read it. And, you know, I find that stuff fascinating. You know, the funny thing is, you know, we know a lot less about the sun than most other heavenly bodies. And the sun is really what gives life on this planet. So, you know, the debate in there was whether there's an 11-year cycle or a 22-year cycle, but we know that the sun changes poles, has a polar shift every 11 years. So it was a very interesting read.
Yeah, I found it pretty fascinating myself. And I just said, you know, we know that these sunspots have a major effect on the planet, just in terms of climate alone. Many have speculated that what we're seeing isn't really climate change per se due to what man's doing, but rather changes in the sunspot cycle. And, you know, I don't know if that's so or not, but it's certainly worth looking into.
Yeah. I'm not a big climate or global warming person. I honestly don't believe in it at all. I've done a lot of work on it. I don't debate about it, but I think it's a total hoax. I'm just being, given my point of view, others may, you know, have a different opinion, but climates have always changed from the beginning of time, and that's what they do. I remember growing up as a kid, it was global cooling, then it became global warming, and now it's climate change. So, you know, you just keep changing the narrative, I guess, but I honestly am not a big fan of it. I do believe that the sun is something that we should all study a lot more. I study a lot of, I go out there with my telescope, you know, nightly almost, and I look at the heavenly bodies out there. I'm still fascinated by them. But I'm not really a big global or global climate guy. I think that's just really just a hoax.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of on board with you as far as that goes. And like you say, climate has always changed. It's never stayed the same. How did we have a medieval warming period when all they were doing was burning sticks in a fireplace? There was no industry then, and yet the temperature spiked up and then it cooled off. Then we had the medieval cooling period.
Well, maybe the dinosaurs were driving tractor trailers around. Yeah. You know, the argument gets to be a little ridiculous. You know, if you look at, you know, what a single volcano can do to the atmosphere, but you know, they won't talk about that. You know, it's not a rational discussion, so I don't even really discuss it with anybody any longer.
I agreed. Yeah, there's no point. And yeah, like one volcano can put up more so-called greenhouse gases than have ever been created by man in our couple thousand years since the Industrial Revolution in any event, but nobody ever talks about that. So looking ahead here, the solstice and the fact we got that Christmas star coming up, all that stuff, a lot of turmoil in the earth. We could see some earth changes here. We could see some major happenings around then, huh?
Yeah, when you have these big astro events, you're going to get sometimes some big geophysical events. And, you know, there could be an earthquake. There could be a volcano. I can't tell you. My members used to say to me, hey, you told us there was an astro event coming up. Did it coincide with this earthquake? Or did it coincide with a volcano? Did it coincide with some other natural disaster? And I say, well, I never know if it's going to do, but it seems like it does. So, you know, after years and years of looking at this stuff, yeah, it does coincide with sometimes some of these big natural geophysical events. So, you know, we have to take that into account. And I don't know if it will or if it won't. But for me, I just use it for market studies and I just watch where that energy flow goes. And, you know, right now the markets are still holding up pretty well. Today they're, you know, doing some backing and filling. Volume trends have been pretty light, but I watch a lot of different things here. I watch all these chart patterns. I watch volume trends, and you know, I watch some internals in the market. There's a lot of work. This isn't just an easy, you know, study just to trade this stuff. This stuff is hard work, and you know, you got to be willing to put in that legwork each and every day.
Right. Hey, one of the things you picked up on though is that Russell 2000, assuming leadership. 3-4 weeks ago, a month ago, when you started talking about it, it really was a kind of unappreciated or underappreciated trend, emerging trend in the market. Now everybody's sprouting it.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it, Kerry. It was actually in September and October. And I had bought the Russell and people were even laughing back then. I'm out of it already. I made 10% on the trade and I'm out of it now. And it's continued to climb higher. I wish I never got out. But I made such good money so quickly, I took the profits off the table. And that's sometimes a fault that a trader has. And I'm one of those people that like to take the money. But the Russell continues to grind higher. And as long as that's holding up, I think that's fine. Remember, that represents small cap companies in the United States. When people are investing in the Russell, they're investing because they are looking for growth opportunity. They're not looking to buy the Russell 2000 for a dividend like the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Where they go to park money and collect dividends. People, when investors get into the Russell 2000, they're really looking to capture a big gain and appreciation in the companies that are traded in the Russell.
All right. And finally, we see our good friends here, precious metals, getting totally slammed today. This is becoming a pattern where they kind of go after them like once a week for a couple of days, and then they back off and then they go higher.
Yeah, well, it's just been backing and filling. And I think there's more of that to come. As you know, I've said on here pretty adamantly that I believe gold has not put in its defined bottom yet. And I think we've got a nice 1 week rally today. You got a good little sell off in gold and the precious metals. But, you know, I don't think there's anything terrible here. I think right now we're just going to start to see some more backing and filling. And, you know, again, when you have that big, big chart pattern that I talked about on the monthly chart, this is what you have to expect, and you have to just buy your time. But, you know, in all fairness, gold's had a really good run for about a week now, and it's due to pull back a bit.
All right. Hey, we've got one question I want to address with you. Listener John wrote in and asking about leaps, exactly what they are and how you use them.
Yeah, a leap is nothing more than an options contract that has a lot of time on it. So, normal options contract is, you know, you go out 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. A leap is just a longer term options contract. Usually we classify a leap as 9 months or longer in an options contract. So you're giving yourself at least a minimum of 9 months of time.
I see. And you're going to use them basically. So you're going to pay a higher premium because they're much longer,
yeah.
Right?
Sure. The more time you have on the clock, the more you pay, the more you're going to pay a higher premium.
Yeah. So that makes sense. And you basically would just use them as you use any other option, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we got everything for today. Go over, take a look at inthemoneystocks.com. Make sure you join up before the end of the year so you can get Nick's 2021 forecast and plan for the coming year. Take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Carrie Lutz. Write us to KL@CarrieLutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great, Carrie.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.